Warrior football. True Warrior football. True Warrior football.
You are listening to True Warrior Football Podcast with your host, Corey K. Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and so close, you know, with the way the season started and how it progressed to last week, you know, I was really, really liking the direction the team was heading in. We were pulling together, we were really fighting for one another and overcoming obstacles that had gotten us down early in the season. But last Friday night at Center Grove just proved to be an obstacle that we were not ready to get past yet. And, you know, that's life, that's sports, of course. So, unfortunately, we came out on the wrong side. And it was a game where really we had some opportunities early, of course. Center Grove drove down, got the first touchdown. Our first possession didn't go well. I want to say we went maybe 4 or 5 yards, 3 and out or so. And it was on Center Grove's second possession where we had an opportunity. Cornerback, sophomore Devin Holman, had a great opportunity to make a play on the ball, an interception that would have been a pick six. See, if he could have done that, the game changes right there. But, and I know he hates himself for this. He wasn't able to complete the catch and make the play on the ball. And sure enough, Center Grove drives 70 plus yards down the field, scores a touchdown. And from that point, you know, it was just really tough. Defensively, we had a stop in the second quarter, I believe, where we got them, we actually forced them, they went for it on fourth down. I want to say it was like fourth and one at like the 2-yard line or something like that. So they were trying to get points. They were trying to score. They didn't want to kick field goals. They wanted the touchdown. And we come up with a great stop. Great stop. Absolutely great stop. If we can somehow navigate down the field and put up points, we are back in this game. And unfortunately for us, I want to say it was 2 or 3 plays later, we fumble. Right there, red zone, Center Grove recovers. They call it a touchdown a couple plays later. I still don't think he got in the end zone. And then they go for 2, which was like, okay, now you really want to put the dagger and twist it into us. Okay, I get that. I get that. You know, it's moments like this that happen as a player, as a coach, as a person that watches the game from one perspective. You say to yourself, okay, that's what you want to do? All right. I get it. You know, the object of the game is to win. Like, Arizona State head coach Herm Edwards once said when he was a coach of the Jets, 2002, 2003, you play to win the game. You play to win the game, which is by all means correct. But there's a way within which that you play the game that says more about you and your program, to me at least, than anything else. See, the going for it on fourth down when you're already up two scores, you know, that didn't bother me. What really, really bothered me was you want to go for two. Okay, why? Why does it matter? You've been the most dominant team so far in this game. You've been very successful all season. There was no need to really go for two unless you just wanted to say, hey, you know what? We're going to do it. You guys can't stop it. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Just remember that these moments will be returned in full. That's how I feel. These moments will be returned in full. They've been returned in full in the past. They will be returned full in the future. I guarantee you that. Because here is, you know, moving on from that game and looking forward to next season and the season after that, we have a very, very talented group of players coming back. Both quarterbacks, Prince, Danny, are going to come back, and they are going to compete to lead this team into the future. We have wide receivers like Joe Walker coming back. Another really talented freshman that's going to be getting a whole lot more looks next year and beyond. Defensively, we have some guys that stepped up for us this season that are coming back. Probably the best defensive player in the conference is coming back in DeJuan Eccles. If he's not the best defensive player in the conference now, he will be next year. I guarantee you that. And all those guys sat there and watched. Watch how they were treated. And these moments, like I said, will not be forgotten. There are moments in my career from when I was a manager to a coach where disrespect was not forgotten. And like I said, it was returned in full. So, just know. And last week, I briefly mentioned how, you know, I was fired up. Let me explain why I was fired up for this past week's game and everything. The previous week, right after we beat Lawrence North, you know, somebody's on some Twitter profile for Center Grove, I don't know if it's a player, a ex-player, or just a fan of the program, whatever. You know, he tweeted me and say, you know, be ready, Warren. Hope you guys can get past the 50 this time. You know, I like that. I like that. The cockiness, the sheer bravado to come at me. Because I guess I'm the face of the program in some way. You know, I'm an easy target. People can come at me with these things. So, you know, if you want to, that's fine. That's fine. What I said, I'd be very PC about it. You know, what I said was, oh, we're going to be ready. Strap up tight. What I want to say is, what I want to say was, my goons will meet you on the field. Be ready. That's what I want to say. But that's a negative image. I don't want to project that onto our guys. We already have enough negative images projected onto us as it is. But let this have been the old days. Those words would have come out and I wouldn't even thought of it in a moment's notice. But I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. Because as I run this program, I have to remember that the old days are indeed old and gone, and that I need to project myself as a brand ambassador of the program and hold myself to those standards. So that's what I have to do. But, you know, after the game, the guy was chirpy and talking, saying how quiet we were and stuff like that. So I just said, you know, just take care of business. Just take care of business. And don't forget to come back with that big trophy and not that little red trophy that you guys have been coming back with for the last couple of years. Okay? And really, this all stems from Center Grove. They've had this great season. And it's a season of, it's the first time since 2006 where a team has won, gone undefeated at the varsity, JV, and freshman levels. First time since 2006. They're the second team in the conference to do it. First team was us. In 2006, we didn't lose a game. But we didn't, you know, want to, you know, this be all. We wanted to solidify how great we were. And so when I saw that article and saw that it was posted, you know, there's a comment and somebody said something. I just posted, you know, just finish this time. Just finish. Because Center Grove in 2016 and in 2019 went into the state championship game. And in both games they should have won, and both games they lost. So just finish this time. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. You want to say you're the most dominant 6A team of all time. You want to say you're one of the best teams of all time. You know what? I won't entertain the best team of all time. I will somewhat entertain best 6A team. I will somewhat entertain. But really, with everything that's happened this year and COVID and how people have been, it's really just like nobody cares, you know? It's like the Lakers winning the championship. Nobody cares. Nobody really was in that like that. Nobody cared about the bubble championships. Nobody cared about the Dodgers winning. It just, this year doesn't seem real. So they want to hold it. That's fine. Just put a little asterisk next to it because that's what people are going to remember. But you know what? Getting a little off on myself here. I am very, very proud. Move back to us here. I'm very, very proud of our team. Because what these boys were able to do, how they were able to get through the season with so much, with so many factors against them, and how they were able to make the best of it and win games that nobody expected them to win. That is very commendable. Very commendable. So many seniors really stepped up for their team. So many of these seniors just, they could have folded. They could have just said, you know what? It ain't right for me. This year is just done. We're just not right. But so many of these guys stayed the course and really gave it their all. And for that, I commend them. And like I said, like most senior classes start with, you know, 45, 50, 60 players. And for them to get down to where they have less than 30 at the start of the season and just make it all the way through, it really is incredible. Now, with all that being said, moving on, you know, I will be having a lot of these guys on the show here leading up to the summer and all season and stuff like that. The most important thing and the thing I really look forward to each and every year is the Warrior's Choice Award Tournament. And the last 2 years have been really great. Have had a lot of people voting. Always looking to have more people voting. So I will be releasing the plays that I feel are the best plays of the season from the team. And I have a good number, but I want to know from you guys, what plays do you feel were some of your favorite plays that I had to have picked for the tournament? I think I have a good feeling. I have a good number of them, but I want to see what you guys have to say as well. And that will be a tournament that will start, I want to say I'll start at the beginning of December. And moving forward here, hopefully have a winner determined by Christmas Day. And then from there, we'll get trophies out to the winner recipients. The last couple of years have been very heavy on the defensive side. First year was the goal line stop versus Center Grove in a semi-state game by Ronnie Gill and Caleb Thompson. And that trophy was just... I was very happy for them to win that one. They were, I couldn't believe they won that over some of the remarkable plays that were made by David Bell and Ramir Elliott on the season there. The next year, last year, we had Therese Reed come up with a, you know, people want to see him win. And he won the off of an interception that he had in the Center Grove game. In the regional championship last year. So hopefully we have a lot of people voting this upcoming tournament. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Also going to be getting out awards for offensive, defensive, special teams player of the year. Warrior Legend Award would definitely be another award that I'll be handing out, as well as the Larry Willen Memorial Coach of the Year Award. That will be the second awarding of that award. The first year awarding that went to Coach Mann there. That was a very special award. I was very happy to see him win. So be on the lookout for that and other things I'll have going on. Still be going to be doing the Throwback Thursday videos as well. And I'm looking to add more games to the Classic Warrior Game series. I haven't posted a new game in almost 2 months, maybe. So a new one will be coming soon. So stay tuned, folks. You know, I have a lot of things going on. A lot of things I weren't able to address this season. A lot of more guests I'm looking forward to bringing on. So it's going to be a great time. I said before, folks, we are going through a storm, but this storm ain't going to last forever. And you better believe here, I will be here to cover it through its entirety, ladies and gentlemen. That you can be sure of. And with that, folks, this is to another great episode of True Warrior Football. I believe this is my 70th show. It's incredible, and I want to thank everybody that's been a listener and followed me and, you know, love the content that I post, that I've put out for you guys over the last three seasons. So very much appreciate that from all of you guys. And with that, folks, Warrior Band, take us away.